Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Tom Lavera from the Washington Times will join us at 9. But joining us right now to talk some NFL free agency, quarterbacks on the move, what the Commanders might do. It's Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Mike, let's start with Russell Wilson. What do you make of the Steelers bringing in Russell Wilson? You think that's going to work?
Well, I mean, it's a really low-risk move for them because basically – it's a one-year deal. It's an experiment. They're only having to pay him $1.2 million. The Broncos are having to pay the other $38 million. You have Kenny Pickett is the only other quarterback on the roster, and he's been pretty mediocre so far. I mean, they said 2 weeks ago they were committed to him, but I think Mike Tomlin feels the pressure. He knows that, hey, look, just squeaking into the playoffs every year isn't enough. They have to do more, and they feel like, look, Russell is a guy that if he still has his fastball, which I talked to a lot of talent evaluators, you know, the last couple of weeks about him after they were watching film him during free agency, and a lot of guys say, you know, no, he can still play. Bad situation there in Denver those last 2 years. So if he can still play, then, you know, it really helps the Steelers have a better chance of contending with the Ravens and the Browns and the Bengals. Not saying they can actually win that division because those are some loaded teams, but it does give them a better chance if Russell Wilson can still be effective, which a lot of people think that he still can.
Mike, really star-studded group of free agents at running back. The only problem is all of these guys are 25 years or older. Derrick Henry, Jacobs, Barkley, obviously a huge name, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler. What do you see as the market for these guys? Are teams going to be willing to pony up $8, $10, $11 million per year for these guys who've, you know, a lot of these guys have a ton of carries on their resume already? What do you see that market looking like going forward?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that they're going to wind up being disappointed again because just so many teams have seen that they can, you know, we talk about the running back position being devalued. It's just that they feel like, look, we can do this with two guys. You know, and split the carries, split the different running styles to hit teams with, and do it for a little bit cheaper. And like you said, these guys, especially Derrick Henry, has a lot of carries, a lot of mileage on him. It's going to be interesting. I think if Derrick Henry goes somewhere, it's going to be somewhere where he's paired with somebody else. I don't know that a team's going to be willing to pay him like a feature back. The one that I think, you know, the two guys that might be able to get decent money might be Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs. But again, Saquon Barkley has had injuries in his history. Josh Jacobs is coming off a little bit of a down year. But some of that had to do with just the ineptitude of Josh McDaniels. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to see anybody get Christian McCaffrey money of, you know, more than $15 million. But, you know, 2-3 year deals with maybe $12 to $13, $14 million might be what these guys are looking at. I don't think anybody is going to reset that bar.
So the legal tampering period starts today at noon. And ahead of this, we've seen some moves. And if you look at the top free agents available, Chris Jones signed a huge deal with the Chiefs. Josh Allen, the edge rusher, franchise tag. T. Higgins, franchise tag. There are a bunch of guys that got franchise tags. But if the top guys are available, Kirk Cousins is still there. What's going to happen with Kirk most likely?
We're going to find out. It's either going to be the Vikings or the Falcons. I know the Falcons are very interested in him, but I still would be kind of surprised if he winds up leaving the Vikings. I think that, you know, the stuff that we've been hearing the last couple weeks, it's not that it's not legit, because like I said, I've talked to people. I know the Falcons are interested, but I think that Kirk's camp has also done a good job of trying to create some leverage and put a little pressure on the Vikings because, look, Baker Mayfield's off the market now. That's one less option. If you're the Vikings, okay, if Cousins gets away, what are your best options? Sam Darnold, Josh Wilson. I mean, like, there's not, you know, Jacoby Brissett. Those guys aren't better than Kirk Cousins. So if you're the Vikings and you've been trying to build something, you've got your coach and GM entering year three, and they've got to get something going, you've got to try to find a way to keep Cousins. Now, unless Cousins has just decided, hey, I just went out of there. But, you know, from everything we've heard, he really likes Minnesota. Yes, his wife has ties to Georgia, but he has liked being there in Minnesota. So I think he winds up staying there. And then everybody else has got to, you know, kind of pick up some scraps and figure out what's next for them at quarterback. With the Falcons, if they don't get Cousins, is it Jacoby Brissett? You know, like I said, Darnold, Josh Wilson, none of those guys, I mean, are really, you know, strong. You know, Brissett is a guy that can be a decent bridge guy for you. But it's kind of, you know, not great. So the big domino is going to be Cousins, and then we'll see where everything goes after that.
So, Mike, I want you to answer this question. We put up a Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Where should the Commanders start in free agency? Offensive line, running back, linebacker, other. If you're the GM, where would you start?
I think you've got to go offensive line because you're about to – we think they're about to draft a young quarterback. And say, for whatever reason, you know, they keep Sam Howell. Doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You've got to have better offensive line play. You've got to be able to protect that guy and keep him upright. Especially if you're going to spend the number two pick on a rookie quarterback, you've got to, you know, find a way to protect them. So that's where I think they'll go. Obviously, they have a lot of holes. They got a lot of cap, you know, money to be able to spend to address multiple needs. But offensive line, I think they use, you know, probably a combination of free agent resources in the draft because this is a deep draft for offensive linemen as well. But you got to start up front. And get the table set for this young quarterback that you're, you know, going to bring in.
Mike, you covered this team for a long time, and you just mentioned it. I keep saying over and over, right? In my 45 years or so of being a fan, maybe closer to 50 years of being a fan, I can never remember this roster being this decimated. They literally need help everywhere but punter and maybe D-tackle. Every other spot, you can make the argument for a lot of help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you agree?
No, I agree. And look, as they were in their coaching search and their GM search, and I asked around about, okay, which jobs are the most attractive? A lot of people talked about, hey, they've got resources, which is, you know, a lot of cap space and high draft picks. But there are also a lot of needs because Ron and Marty Herney really did a bad job of replenishing this roster. The roster, when, you know, 2 years ago, was better than what it was the last year, and it's gotten worse. And so now there are more holes. And so this, you know, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn really have a lot of work they have to do. So this isn't going to be a quick fix because of some of the, you know, the bad choices, draft picks that didn't pan out. I mean, look, Chase Young was supposed to be a generational pass rusher. He's gone. You know, you've had a lot of moves that just haven't worked out. So yeah, I don't remember a time. Maybe I'm thinking back, maybe that year that Shanahan first came in, when you had Rex and John Beck and, you know, all those guys, you know, that was a year, but you even still had some guys on defense that you had to work with, Arakpo and London Fletcher. And there's no game changing, you know, pass rusher or linebacker or run stopper on this team. They've got to go out there and get some help.
Joined by Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, at By Mike Jones on Twitter. Another roster that's just in shambles, the Patriots. They deal away Mac Jones to the Jags for a sixth-round pick. I'm hearing rumors that they're not going to pick a quarterback at number three overall. Like, do you believe those rumors? Do you believe the steam that's getting behind that?
Or
do you see
that.
Them getting a bridge quarterback if they just don't love who's there at number three?
I mean, who's the bridge going to be?
Yeah, I
mean, do you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to miss some time because of his suspension. I mean, I don't see anybody out there that makes you feel good. I think that, look, maybe, you know, are they saying that because they want people to call? Do they move back from number three and still try to get a quarterback? I'd be shocked if they don't get a quarterback, you know, because, again, on the roster, there's not, you know, really options there. And so there's no way that they come out of this without drafting a quarterback.
Right. I believe that too. So just in terms of the teams that need quarterbacks, we've already touched on a lot of them. But, you know, if Cousins decides to stay in Minnesota, what's Atlanta do? And we haven't even talked about Justin Fields. Is there any trade market for Fields? Because, you know, he's not going to be there next year. I don't think. I think Caleb Williams will be your starter.
Not going to Pittsburgh now.
Not going to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got their guy. You know, there are some other teams that are possibly, you know, in the market for a quarterback. Denver. But right. What, you know, the Raiders, but what's going to happen with Justin Fields?
Yeah, well, yes, there's a market for him, but I think that right now the Bears are trying to hold out because they're trying to get as much as possible, hoping that, okay, if free agency passes, people don't get Cousins, then they're a little more desperate because it's going to be hard to move up from where you are to get to one of the top quarterbacks. I was asking around last night. I was like, okay, where are some of these guys going to go? And some people think that, some mentioned the Raiders, but I don't know if the Raiders make a lot of sense because Luke Geddes was in Chicago and didn't do a really good job of positioning him for success until late in the year. You know, I think that for him, he probably wants to go somewhere, you know, with more creativity, somebody who better understands how to use him than what we saw in Chicago. So maybe Atlanta is an option early on. Remember, we heard that Atlanta was a team for him, and then all of a sudden we heard the talk about Cousins for Atlanta. So I think Atlanta, you know, Raheem Morris at the podium at the Combine said they have plans and options, whether it's free agency, whether it's trade, whether it's draft. I think they have plans A, B, and C. I think Cousins would be A, and we'll see what B is, but it could be Justin Fields.
And also another rumor we're hearing is J.J. McCarthy, who, you know, may be a top 10 pick, but do you think he could slide up even further? Any chance J.J. McCarthy could slide up in the top three?
I mean, you never know. I mean, Mac Jones, remember the year that he was coming out, there was a talk that, you know, there were analysts saying, oh, you know, he might be one of the best quarterbacks out there. And he wound up going, you know, middle of the first round to the Patriots, which some people thought that was too high. It only takes one team to fall in love with the guy. It does sound like there's a buzz generating from McCarthy, but how much of that is analysts, you know, talking, and how much is actually teams? That's still hard to distinguish right now. And I'd be surprised if he's, you know, up as a top three quarterback, because everybody I talk to, it still sounds like Williams and Daniels and May and Daniels and May kind of flip-flop depending on who you talk to. But, you know, I guess if somebody's desperate, maybe McCarthy, you know, could squeak into the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are sitting there at six. You know, I could see them going receiver, but I could see them just saying, all right, Daniel Jones, one more year, or, you know, we take J.J. McCarthy and he's our future. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're a team that has a lot of needs too, but again, it doesn't look like Daniel Jones is the answer, so maybe that is something they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, good stuff. It's Mike Jones, Mike. Covers the NFL for The Athletic. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Yep. All right, you too, man.
A little bit later in the show, Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times, will join us. You know, I saw a rumor, Jason, that your Niners let Armstead go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thought is, well, they're doing that because they might be able to bring in the other Bosa, Joey Bosa, who supposedly the Chargers have to, like, cut salary. I'm talking about maybe cutting or releasing Khalil Mack and Bosa.
Yep. That's crazy.
The Bosa brothers
that
together?
That would be interesting. I saw something over the weekend on that, too. Who knows? I mean, I don't know what kind of money these guys are looking at and how much they have to spend, but if they could replace Armstead with the Joey Bosa, that would be pretty scary. If Joey Bosa could stay healthy.
And EB, your boy Chase Young, apparently is kind of wanted.
Who wants him?
I mean, I saw the Ravens rumored at one point, but they re-signed their guy, so I doubt it. Interesting to see what happens with Chase Young.
I guess. Are the Niners interested at all? I read somewhere like mild interest.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
What does that tell you?
I think he's going to be gone.
Well, he wants a lot of money.
Yeah.
For not that much production.
No one's going to give him a
lot.
Well,
look, all you had to do was watch him play.
Yeah, I watched him.
So that's what I mean. So
yeah, Super Bowl.
You watch him play, and he gives he goes hard for about three seconds.
And then he quits.
And then he gives up on plays. Yeah. And, you know, Nick Bosa is complete opposite.
Latest rumor I'm seeing for Chase Young, Drabhawks. Could land with the Drabhawks.
You know what? He's going to be like Jadeveon Clowney. He's going to be a guy that plays for like eight teams. Because just potential is just going to keep getting him signed.
Right. And then teams will get sick of him. Yep. And the next team will be like, oh, we can make something out of him. Yep. Sign him.
I mean, that's fine. He'll have a nice career. He'll have a nice life.
Had a nice year for the Ravens.
Yeah, because he does have talent.
Yep. Hmm. I mean, he was the number one overall pick.
Right. Right. Oh, well.
But we'll see. I mean, it's going to start happening here in the next couple
days.
I know
this team better not be interested. And well, I just don't – I still impossible. Don't understand.
You know that.
I don't want to be disrespectful. Because I think both guys are class guys. But I don't understand why Mayhew and Herney are still here when they helped assemble the worst roster of my lifetime.
I asked that 2 weeks ago.
I'll tell you why they're here.
I just don't understand.
Peters knows Mayhew. They're tight.
Yeah, they work
so
together.
He kept him. And Herney somehow weaseled his way
into Harris's inner circle.
I know. Like, that's how they're still hanging on.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's relationships, people you know.
Well, as long as those guys aren't making decisions, and we don't think
exactly.
They
are.
800-636-1067.
I'm not sure they can scout.
Is the number. Coming up next, we will talk about J.J. McCarthy's rise. Could he rise all the way to where the Commanders draft at number two? Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been talking about what the Commanders might do in free agency, and I did put up that Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. I mean, it's so overwhelming. It never happens this way.
What?
Because I had four choices in terms of what the Commanders should attack first.
Yep.
In free agency.
What do people want? What are they horny for?
Offensive line, running back, linebacker, and yep. Other. So other includes okay. Wide receiver, includes secondary, includes everything. 79% offensive line, 1% running back, 17% linebacker, 3% other.
I kind of agree with running back, too, because
you get that in draft, they're dime a dozen.
You'll find a guy in the field. Peters is going to find a guy in the fifth round
right.
Who will perform. Like Rodriguez was picked in the sixth or seventh round, wasn't uh-huh. he? And he performed relatively well in the small sample size that we saw last year. Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh round pick.
They're not going to spend a bunch of money on a running back. It's literally dumb.
No, I agree. Yeah. No, they're not.
The other thing I wanted to say is, okay, so the tampering period starts at noon. But right now, there are things happening all across the league which will affect free agency, and it's guys getting locked up. So I just saw the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They just signed a center, who I guess was let go by the Bills, I think it was.
Mitch Morse. Mitch yeah. Morse was just released by Buffalo, and I know he had a visit with both the Steelers and the Jags, so that makes sense.
All right, so he's off the board.
So he's off the board, and then there was, let's see, I think it was a, damn it, I lost it. Zaire Franklin, who, what is he, a linebacker? Signed a deal, 3-year extension with the Colts. So guys are going to get signed here before the 12 o'clock deal. You know, teams scrambling to sign their own because they don't want to see them go via free agency.
I just was thinking over the weekend, Quinn and Peters and, you know, maybe Kingsbury, Joe Witt, whoever was kind of in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they splitting their time based on hours with free agency versus the draft prospects? You know, free agency obviously is huge because it's first.
Free agency, they're probably spending a little bit more time on free agency right
probably
now.
Probably right now.
But
right?
They have to have an idea of what's in the draft.
Yeah.
Which so, they do.
Well, free agency is going to be a flurry here for the next 4 or 5 days.
Correct.
And then they'll have plenty of time to get back to the draft.
Yep.
They've been doing their draft work. Now it's all in on free agency, and I'm sure they have their board. And as EB's been saying, it's a decimated roster, so
they literally
board,
can't
every
go
position
wrong.
They're looking at. Yeah. And then, you know, eventually then they'll reassess and go, okay, we picked up a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up a tackle and a center. And then at the end of that, then they'll go back to the draft and say, okay, well, we don't need to go center because we picked up whoever the hell they pick up.
But that's how important that certain positions are, right? So edge rusher is a huge position. You've mm-hmm. already seen two guys get tagged at edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Allen was tagged.
But
Burns,
I feel like you can
Burns
draft one. I feel like you could
no,
draft
you can.
Edge rusher.
But, I mean, two of the top 10 free agents were edge rushers, maybe three.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I'm not thinking of Hunter because Hunter hasn't been signed yet.
Two of the top 12 right now are edge rushers on NFL.com.
Right.
Jonathan Greenard, who's 27 from Houston. He had 12 and a half sacks last year. He's ranked as the number 6 pending free agent edge rusher. And at number 11, Bryce Huff, who's 26 from the Jets, also is going to garner significant
interest.
Where's
Chase Young on that list?
Chase Young, scrolling down.
I saw on a PFF he was the number 50 ranked free agent.
Well, this
God.
This is kind of
he's
this
ranked
is kind
23rd
of surprising.
On this list.
23rd overall?
Overall. of pending free agents.
On this list that I'm looking at, this is CBS Sports. He's 27. I don't know if I'd have him that high. But
you got 23, 27, and 50.
He's right behind Patrick Queen.
Yeah. But in terms of edge rushers, he's probably in the top 10. He's got to be in the top 10.
I would say he's 10, top 10. Maybe
he's
eight.
He's great for 2 seconds.
I think Clowney's available, too.
No, I don't want his old ass. I'm telling you.
Had a good year with Baltimore.
You have all of this anticipation or an idea that we're going to have like a Houston Texans-like turnaround. I do not believe that is possible. I believe it's very unlikely. Possible, sure. Yeah. Likely, no.
There's no way Houston had this many holes.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
There's just no way.
They were in a similar spot. They finished 3-13-1. Of course they had holes.
They were picked last in their division by every single NFL expert. Right,
but they didn't have holes.
Yeah, what did they have? They had five guys.
I'm sure they had holes, but not like this. This is unprecedented.
I think it's unprecedented.
Dude, it really is.
It's unprecedented. Valdez, you're shaking your head. You believe? You agree with us?
I've been on this train for a while. Ron left this team
decimated.
Decimated.
It's a
disaster.
I need a different word. What's a synonym?
You're a loser.
Synonym decimated? For decimated.
Ravaged.
Yeah.
The cupboard's bare.
Yeah. Cupboard's bare. I've used all those.
He took a flamethrower to the roster.
Right.
All of those. Right. Apply.
And he thinks he's going to get sized for a ring next year.
They had a paucity of talent.
That was one of his funniest quotes ever.
It's the baking soda in the fridge with nothing in the fridge.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man.
It's Panthers 2.0. It actually might be worse than the Panthers.
It's an expansion team.
It is that level. It really is. The Commanders should be able to take a player from a team next year. An expansion team.
So that being said, maybe we should entertain the possibility that Adam Peters would trade down to acquire more picks in the draft, and maybe he's fascinated with somebody like J.J. McCarthy, who has moved up. This is from SB Nation, an article on SB Nation written by Joseph Acosta. He writes, the J.J. McCarthy discourse is getting louder and louder as we get closer to the first round of the NFL draft. Once believed to be a late first-round pick, McCarthy now is commonly slated in the top 10 of mock drafts, with some even having him as the third quarterback taken off the board.
So who's he knocking out?
Probably Drake May.
Drake May is now sliding. That was Jason's guy.
It depends.
Number one on his board.
Again, some people like him. Some people don't.
No, one.
Oh, he's one on your board.
He's one.
Yeah.
After a fine day throwing the ball during the combine, especially in comparison to the other quarterbacks next to him during the throwing session. After the NFL Combine, ESPN's Dan Graziano published a rumor report in which he believes McCarthy is going to be in the top 10, saying he wouldn't be surprised if it ended up that way. So let's say Adam Peters, it would send a message. Let's say Adam Peters gets a trade offer to move down. Where's Denver drafting?
12, I believe.
And I know that some people are saying Denver might be a landing spot for J.J. McCarthy, but let's say Peyton wants Jaden Daniels. Would you be inclined to move down if you're going to settle for J.J. McCarthy?
No, but if J.J.
If Peters likes him.
If J.J. is their number one guy, like they think all things being equal, he's like going to be the best pro. He's got all the attributes they're looking for. Then I'm totally fine with like trading down or doing whatever to go get him.
But it's risky.
I don't want to do it just to settle.
How far down do you trade? That's the question.
I don't know.
Depends on what his stock is.
There could be three other teams that feel the same way.
If some teams value him as a top five, top seven player, if you trade down to 10 or 12, you're not going to get him.
Right.
Mel Kiper says Drake May versus McCarthy is a real contest for QB3 in the draft. So Kiper's got Jaden Daniels 2 behind Caleb Williams. He said, bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May. He said could. Currently, he's got May at number 3, and he's got J.J. McCarthy number 12 in his mock.
So he's got McCarthy going to Denver.
And he's got Daniels going to here.
Right. And he's got the Patriots taking May.
Right.
I could see that happening.
Adam Peters trading down?
No.
I think it's unlikely.
No way. He's not going to trade down. He's going to take a quarterback.
Unless he gets an absurd offer. Maybe he just gets an absurd offer that he just can't turn it down. That's the only way I see him doing it.
Well, and it also kind of depends on how far apart are guys like Daniels, May, and McCarthy on their board.
Would you trade down All right. I don't even know if a team can do this. All right. This is hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
But would you trade down to a number 12 where you can draft J.J. McCarthy if you're getting in return just for that trade down a later first round pick? So somebody's giving you like the 25th pick mm-hmm. in the draft this year. Mm-hmm. Not even going to play with next year. And a second round pick this year and a third round pick.
Only.
So you're getting.
No, only
you're
if
swapping
I'm getting,
your top first rounders.
Not enough.
Only if you're I'm getting the quarterback
late,
I want.
Are you, so you're getting like 25. I'm going to give
what
you 25.
What quarterback are you getting?
Yeah, only if I'm getting the
JJ.
Do you really? Do they really love JJ?
Or is it a settle? Or is it a
well,
settle?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they really love JJ, why
then
wouldn't they
it.
Just take him at two?
Well, because if you can gamble and trade
yeah,
down,
because
you
want to move
from that's
stockpile.
A huge gamble.
To move
that's a huge
from
gamble.
2 to 12, you're moving down 10 spots in the first round. I can't just swap first and get an extra second and a third.
I'm giving you a late one as well.
No. I need your next year's number one in order to move down.
Probably
10
depends
spots.
On how far up the
if
team
goes. If I'm
moving
down 3 or 4 spots.
If it's the Raiders or Denver, you're probably getting an extra one.
Right. I need the extra one. I can't just swap ones. I'm getting hosed in that.
Here's
deal.
The thing. They no, have to get it, let's assume, and I it's a huge assumption because I don't even know if I believe it. Let's assume they say Caleb is their number one, but they're not willing to trade up for him because they have so many needs. So then they have to get their next best guy, whoever the hell that is.
Correct.
If they think they can get if JJ's their next best guy, and they think they could get him at 6 or 7 or something, and they could trade down a little bit and kind of squeeze a little value out of it, I'm fine with it. But my guess is they're going to stay there too and just take
but
whoever
if
their
the
guy
Patriots
is.
The Patriots really like JJ, then you're really
well,
just
you gotta
rolling
know,
the dice.
You got to know that. I mean, yeah, you got to do your research. You got
how they know it.
Then you're in Knicks.
I mean, the Patriots aren't going to call Adam Peters. And
I
tell
know,
them.
But they anticipate sort of what teams are going to do. They have a sense.
Yeah,
they know who will be in jeopardy of doing a move, and they'll have to stay ahead of them. Where do the Patriots pick? 6 or where?
Yeah,
they're
right behind
3?
You.
3. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
If he's skyrocketing up the board on a lot of teams' boards, then you're really rolling the dice if you think you're going to get him at 12.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I just want to be excited for whoever they get. I just want to be like, I want that RG3 euphoria again. Is the only guy that's going to give that to me Jaden Daniels? Probably.
Most likely at this point.
Like it's gonna have to be a dual threat kind of guy.
Yeah, but you'll work up a lather for any of them.
If they draft Drake May, I think
you won't
be
excited.
I'm gonna be like average excited.
I don't think you're gonna be that excited for J.J. McCarthy. If
kind
he's
of
the
am.
Pick.
For some reason I kind of am. For
you're only gonna be
just
excited for McDaniel.
For Daniels. Jaden Daniels. Yeah. I kind of think J.J. McCarthy, he's my sleeper.
You're a Penix guy too, he said,
like
because of the
I
hallway.
I like a couple of these guys. The hallway throws.
The hallway throws got you.
The hallway throws look silly. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. He wants to argue that we actually have talent. Really?
Reggie.
Look at me. Look at me, Reggie.
Reggie's a blind homer. Hey, what's up, buddy?
No, it's not a blind homer. The Houston Texans added two pieces, a coach and a quarterback. Here you go. No, the Texans roster wasn't as bad as the Commanders. Name somebody. Nico Collins? Really? Who's their tight end? Dalton Schultz that was from the Cowboys.
He's actually pretty
they
good.
One good player, Larry McTunsell.
Yeah.
Who's their running back? I think Devin Singletary, I believe. Like,
yes, Damian Pierce.
They had Pierce before that.
Okay, but come on now. So you're trying to tell me that, again, a quarterback, we need a quarterback and a coach. We have talent on offense. Now, is it elite? No. But you're telling me right now you put a better quarterback and a better coaching system in place that McLaurin, they probably not going to have Samuels, but McLaurin and Dotson won't be able to perform? Of course they will. Defensively, maybe the scheme. Did we put Jamin Davis in position to utilize his athleticism? No. So it's coaching. And I'm not saying we're going to go to the playoffs, but to sit here and act like that we're freaking Damantha, like we just have nobody. Like, come on. I mean, come on, EB.
And Dalton Schultz wasn't there in 2022. That was a free agency deal.
That was a pickup.
I agree with you. It's easy. Look, we're a local show, so it's easy to say that they have a worse roster than the Texans.
Reggie, I think you're 150% wrong because they have so many holes on the offense. McLaurin is a good number two. He's not a true number one receiver, in my opinion. Dotson has gotten worse. They've got no tight end. Their offensive line's terrible. Linebackers are bad. Secondary, they're going to lose 2 of the 4, and they weren't that great anyway.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Okay, who's calling plays? a guy that everybody said was a complete garbage.
Oh, I.
So you're telling me right now, okay, these guys.
Who,
are
you talking about Bieniemy?
But who? Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Bieniemy was terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I'm not
arguing that the coaching was a
huge
factor. I
think the coaching staff will be a massive upgrade.
I agree with
massive
that.
Massive upgrade.
But they need more players.
So do you think now that the coaching with the players that are on the roster now couldn't at least, again, you're going to get an uptick in production? What quarterback has Terry McLaurin had?
How much better would they be with this current with the roster from last year? With this new coaching staff,
with a better coach than you still have Chase Young and Montez Sweat, I don't think we'd be picking number two.
Well,
if we had a better coaching staff,
I wasn't factoring them in because they were free agents. But I would say they're not much better than 6 wins. I don't think they're better than 6 wins.
You're right. We do have holes, but not it's like this is the absolute. Like you, I think DB.
Reggie, hold on. You know, if you want, you can hold on during the break. We're up against a break, but I actually did a little research on the 2022 Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you that. I'll tell you how many Pro Bowlers they had when we come back next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, so I did a little research, a little deep dive on the Houston Texans. Because we're talking about whether the Commanders, via free agency and draft, can have a quick turnaround with Dan Quinn as the new head coach. Adam Peters, of course, running the show as the GM. So the Texans, the year before, were awful, much like the Commanders were awful this year with 4 wins. They were actually worse with only 3 wins. During that season, they did have one Pro Bowler. So we're talking about pieces, and it was Tunsil.
Their left tackle.
So they have a left tackle who's a stud. I think maybe he's made the Pro Bowl like 5 times. And I know the Pro Bowl isn't the be-all and end-all, but it is a way to say, okay, you've got some talent. This year, the Houston Texans jumped to 7 Pro Bowlers. Now, some of them are kind of a joke. Like, Nico Collins made the Pro Bowl as the 4th alternate.
Okay, because he had a good year.
Guys, right. So, if you want to talk about the talent, he had been around. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about the turnaround, but it was primarily because C.J. Stroud, one of their Pro Bowlers, is the Commanders' cupboard more bare than what the Texans had during
the turnaround? That's the biggest reason.
Maybe a little bit because they had Tunsil, All right. They had Tunsil in place, and they had Derek Stingley Jr., who they drafted the year before. He made a Pro Bowl.
They also had their left guard, same guy, Kenyon Green. He was on that team.
And John Greenard, who's a defensive edge rusher.
Just mentioned in the
Greenard. He's a free agent. Segment.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe they had a little bit more talent, but it would be marginal. They turned it around because of C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Yeah. Stroud, I would argue, made Nico Collins a better receiver.
Certainly.
Well, I think you're agreeing with us. They didn't have the amount of holes and
we
needs.
We had more holes.
Than
I think
Washington.
It's probably pretty comparable because from what I read, they had to add a ton of guys with one- and year, two-year deals. I would give them a slight edge because they had drafted Derek Stingley Jr. the year before. But take a guy like Emmanuel Forbes, now with the coaching of Dan Quinn, maybe he makes a jump and becomes a Pro Bowler. That's what they would hope for a guy who's drafted in the first round.
Now, they
right?
also had Will Anderson, who they didn't have in 22.
Correct. They drafted this year C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
Yep.
And
so they had their edge. But the biggest reason, like you said, is because C.J. Stroud had a monster.
They also drafted Tank Dell in the third round, who Tank was Dell. Having an amazing season until he snapped his leg.
Right, but my point is those are draft choices this season, which helped him turn it around this season. So the Commanders could do it. Of course, it's going to be an uphill battle.
If you use Charlie's metric of 3 years from now, they have at least 12 starters, right? I just don't see it. I mean, I don't even think McLaurin will be here, but let's just say McLaurin is.
I would say McLaurin
and Dotson.
Two DTs and Cosme. So I would start with those
five.
Four.
Yeah, and then after that.
So those four. So if you want to get to that metric of 12, the magic number of 12 to make you a playoff team in 3 years.
Deron Payne.
So, yeah, I said two DTs.
Payne and Allen. Mm-hmm. Like starters.
Brian Robinson.
Cosme.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be. You think he'll still be here in 3 years? Three more years?
Possibly.
Maybe. Okay, you could throw him in.
He's a question mark.
But hopefully, if you've got four, right? Hopefully, you get another five starters from the draft.
No, I'm just saying, on the current roster right now, start with there.
Oh, I know, but it would be by opening day.
Yeah.
So then, if you can get three in free agency, then that gets you to your magic number of 12.
All right. You think we're going to get five starters in the draft? That never happens. Five starters in the
never
draft.
Never happened under Ron and some of the other buffoons
that
running
happen.
The front office.
You're not going to get starters day one.
Of course it happens.
You're not.
It's not about day one. You're talking in year three. Well, they get five guys in this draft that are going to be starters in year three. That's the metric.
I think it's 12 guys that start day one of the start of the year.
No. Are there guys on your roster right now,
right,
that it will be starters in year three? That's the way that I understood what Charlie said on this show.
I understood it a different way. I understood it as they started with 12.
Right, 12 guys that grow with you for 3 years. So that would be on the opening day roster, not right now, which would include the draft. We're not talking about Ron Rivera's team. We're talking about Dan Quinn's first team on opening day. Will there be 12 guys that will be here 3 years from now?
Not just be here, but be starters.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
that's
conceivable.
You better hope.
I'm not even sure. Honestly, Allen and Payne will be here in 3 years. Because they're going to be so expensive.
I don't think Jonathan Allen will be in 3 years.
Payne might. I don't know if Allen will.
Well, yeah. But what might happen is, like, the guys that they drafted last year, Ricky Stromberg could be a starter 3 years from now.
He could be.
Emmanuel Forbes could be a starter 3 years from now.
But I'm going to cast a suspicious eye towards all of the guys that Ron drafted.
Okay.
Like, for the most part. But I'm just going to look at them.
I would agree with Forbes.
Quan Martin showed you a little something last year.
Yeah,
like, hopefully those guys could be starters, especially with, you know, Reggie was talking about it, better coaching. You've got a defensive-minded coach. Maybe they will be able to maximize the potential not only of a Jamin Davis, but of Quan Martin and Emmanuel Forbes.
But to answer your question, it's impossible to predict.
It is.
How many starters are going to be here in 3 years?
And I'm not worried so much about the guys who are currently here. I'm much more into the guy who was the most attractive player picker out on the market in Adam Peters, stocking the roster with his guys.
Right, but you have to do both. The Texans got better because
I'm more about whittling out Ron's guys and filling it with Adam Peters' guys.
Right. The Texans got better because they drafted Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, but also the guys that they had, like a Nico Collins, got better.
Mm-hmm.
And partly that's because he got a better quarterback.
Right.
All right. Yeah, but he's pretty damn good.
Collins. A couple of these calls.
He averaged 16
but 2 years
half.
Ago, nobody was talking about Nico Collins.
Well, I think
people talked about him this year.
Well, because he did put up numbers this year, yes, because C.J. Stroud is quarterback, but he clearly he demonstrated he's a true number one receiver. So he was probably a true number one receiver when Davis Mills was thrown to him, but Mills couldn't get him the ball.
Let's go to James in Arlington. James, what's up?
Hey, fellas. What's up, Junk?
What's up?
Hey, buddy. You guys kind of suffer from short-term memory loss a little bit. I'm a super fan of Washington. I watched the games twice during the season. I wanted to let y'all and remind you guys that there are probably 6 or 7 games earlier in the season that they should have won. A play here, a penalty there, and they end up losing the game. Both Philly games, both Giants games, the Seahawks game that went into overtime.
They were close, but that doesn't mean they should have won them.
They were tight. They were tight. Bad calls from the refs and the officials. I think the team is a lot better than the credit you guys are giving them. And the right quarterback and the right coaching, right scheming, could possibly put us in a Houston route.
I think there can be some of that. You know, Jahan Dotson, rookie season, everybody's super enthusiastic about Jahan Dotson. Second season, a disappointment. But just to use your Nico Collins reference, he was a third-round pick from Michigan. His first 2 years, 33 catches, 37 catches. So nobody was going, oh, their cupboard is so full. They've got great receivers. Look at Nico Collins. Nobody was saying that. C.J. Stroud comes in, 80 catches, 8 touchdowns, makes a Pro Bowl. As a fourth alternate, but still made a Pro Bowl.
But, I mean, Nico Collins averaged 16.5 yards a carry. He had a damn good year.
Yes, but my point is...
Is that all because of C.J. Stroud? Nico Collins didn't make great catches this year? I mean, come on. You got to give the guy some credit.
I am giving him credit, but my point is you're talking about, like, you're acting like, oh, the Texans must have had this great roster. Well, they had somebody like Nico Collins, all right, who wasn't doing anything for 2 years, and you can put it on Davis Mills, whatever. But, I mean, nobody was talking about Nico Collins. He didn't even have 40 catches in a season.
Hold on.
Okay, but
I'm not
Davis
giving up
Mills
on Dotson.
Was throwing to him.
Jason said he got worse. I'm not suggesting he got worse. His production was down. I don't think he's worse. He just...
My point
down.
Is, you may
I
have,
well, we complained
you may
about
have
him.
A little more
know,
talent than you
more,
think.
But I
mean,
don't
he couldn't
think he
get
got
open.
Worse.
He had some drops that we didn't expect.
That's true. But I think he'll. I agree with the sentiment that JP has that it's possible he could be what we thought he was going to be.
He could be one of those 12.
I still think he. They
he
need
could be.
To.
He is. He has to be.
I still think they need to add to the receivers.
I agree with that.
Need to get better.
But I still think that Dotson can be a stud.
Coming up next, Tom Lavero from the Washington Times joins us here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.